You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, man. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. Get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade, and nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King locked on trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game is very important, Millie's.
The Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for joining us, making us part of your regular routine, especially you new listeners. I know we've got some longtime listeners, but every so often we pick up new listeners, and I just want to say thank you for jumping on board. Hope you're enjoying the show. When the season begins, we're going to be going Monday through Friday, but now that we're in the beginning of September, it slows down a little bit. Here we are. We're the Rainy Jays. I am John Corrales, joined by J. King of The Athletic, the original Rainy Jays. How you feeling, Jay?
I'm feeling good, man. My move is already finally done, so I no longer want to throw things out the window. I no longer want to punch people in the face and do harm to everyone.
Get your bed put together, all that shit. I was listening to the last show. I know what's going on.
The bed is put together. I fell asleep today at the pool, got a nice little sunburn, and everything's good.
Aren't you living your best life?
Yeah, I'm back to work tomorrow, though, baby. Back to work.
That's it, man. That grind starts back up again. Training camp opens up in a few weeks, which is nice, and then we'll be into it. The season will begin before we know it. Today, we're talking about an excellent piece written by Fred Katz at Jay's old employer, Mass Live, on Jabari Bird, learning that he has that he was signed by the Celtics on a guaranteed contract. We're also going to mention a little bit Terry Rozier, because over the past few days, Terry Rozier and trade talks and trade suggestions have been coming up. So why don't we start with that? Because this is going to be coming up for a while. The situation for Terry Rozier is a unique one in that he has gone from playoff starter to now really third string guard. And even though the Celtics will probably find ways to use him, it's suggested that if they feel comfortable enough with Marcus Smart and Kyrie Irving, that the Celtics get something for him at some point during the season and make a move. And Phoenix, this all came up because Phoenix made the trade with Houston, and they traded away Brandon Knight, and they need a point guard. And so everybody kind of chimes in and gets going with, oh, we've got an extra point guard. So, Jay, why don't we get your take on just the whole notion of Terry Rozier being available in a potential trade?
I mean, it makes sense, because there are probably teams out there that he would be more valuable to than the Celtics, right? There are teams out there he could start for. There are teams out there he could be a big scorer for. He showed last year when Kyrie Irving went down that he can be a reliable scorer in playoff-style basketball. He's become a very good pull-up three-point shooter. He's one of the better rebounding point guards in the NBA. He's a starting caliber player. Obviously, in Boston, he's not going to start. And he's probably never going to start, because all the five guys in front of him are, first of all, better than him. But the backcourt of Kyrie Irving and Jaylen Brown, if Kyrie Irving stays in Boston long-term, is not going to allow Terry Rozier to crack the starting lineup. And they also have Marcus Smart on the bench. They're super deep. So that's where people talk about, well, if you could trade him, if you could get a nice chunk for him before he hits free agency and you have to pay him, then, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the Celtics front office has had conversations internally. This isn't reporting, by the way. This is just me speculating that they've had discussions internally about the prospect of trading Terry Rozier. You could get you could shed a little salary. There are things you could do to trade Terry Rozier that would in some ways make sense. The flip side of that, of course, that Terry Rozier is a good point guard, and that this year in the East, the Celtics believe they're the best team in the East, and the Celtics believe they have a chance to win a championship. And is Terry Rozier the most important part of that? No. But if you trade him and say you get a rookie on a better contract and you get a future pick, whatever the case may be, you're probably not going to get the production that Terry Rozier will give you. And if you make this team worse, then you take away part of your chance of winning a championship. And yeah, and that's a big deal. And so I see the benefits. I know why there's merit to talking about whether Terry Rozier could be traded or whether he could have been traded earlier this summer or whatever the case may be. But there's a downside to it. And the downside is that the Celtics' depth is great. And if you diminish that even a little bit, it could hurt the quest to compete for a championship this season.
Yeah, that's the big thing here. There are a lot of things that, like you said, favor a potential Rozier trade. There are plenty of things that work against a potential Rozier trade. First and foremost, he is outperforming his salary now. He is no longer what people were joking about Terry Rozier a couple of summers ago when they were joking that Danny Ainge wasn't willing to throw him into trade scenarios. Now, at $3 million this upcoming season, he's worth much more than $3 million. So to work a trade for Terry Rozier, you need to get back either a rookie with promise that is somehow in a wrong situation, which is hard to find. And those teams with those guys, they tend not to give up on them very often. Or you have to start looking at packages. Terry Rozier now, and this is part of the problem, and this is part of why Marcus Smart makes what he makes. The Celtics have a bunch of these guys that are outperforming their contracts. Rozier, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, all of those guys are worth much more than the rookie scale contracts that they're on. Marcus Smart, and Marcus Smart's another reason why trading Terry Rozier now doesn't make sense, because now you've given Marcus Smart the money that is kind of within his talent level. And he's the type of guy now, I'm sure, the Celtics gave him that money for two reasons. One, they like Marcus Smart and they're keeping him long term. But two, if a guy like Anthony Davis becomes available, Marcus Smart and his salary is a big chunk that goes into that trade that'll make it work talent-wise, player-wise, and all of that stuff. So when we look at potential Terry Rozier trades, you got to look at the big picture. Not only is he insurance in case Kyrie Irving gets hurt like he did last year.
Or leaves,
which is very super important. And you don't know that until June or July. You don't get a good sense of that. Even though I put it very strongly that he would stay. But you still have to have that insurance. You still have to have the insurance that who knows what happens between now and February. And if Anthony Davis suddenly becomes available, that's obviously a player that everybody would want. And the Celtics are in a spectacular position to get because they've got a bunch of talent, a bunch of picks, and now they've got that contract with Marcus Smart that now makes sense. And they have to keep Rozier as a potential backup to Kyrie Irving because Smart could be out the door. And they just have to wait and see. They just don't know how things are going to go. And to me, the greatest value that Terry Rozier presents is being a very capable backup in those situations, which means you have to keep him probably past the trade deadline, which means you have to keep him now into June and July, and I mean into June, and then in July, that's it. They're not gonna pay him the same money they're paying Marcus Smart. I think the most likely scenario is that they keep Rozier as insurance, and then in July he ends up getting his money somewhere else.
Oh, so you're on the Terry Rozier as a goner after this year.
I have said going into this season, or actually going into next season, only two of Kyrie, Marcus Smart, and Terry Rozier will be on this team. That's just my belief. They're not going to keep all three. I just don't think they're going to keep all three. I don't think they can. I don't think they're going to have the money. Like, you can then get – at that point, Kyrie is there long-term. Marcus Smart is around. And sure, Marcus Smart exists as a possible trade chip every year of his contract. But at that point, you can get a much cheaper backup point guard in an emergency role, because especially you'll have Gordon Hayward there as a guy who can handle the ball. You'll have Jason Tatum by then who could handle some of the play, at least starting plays. There'll be other guys. You can get a Brad Wanamaker potentially to help fill that gap. So I just don't think, in fact, I've gone so far as to say, I think what they really do is do Terry Rozier a solid. They don't mess with him. They actually don't tender him the restricted free agency, the qualifying offer. If they think Kyrie is back and that's all set, I think they withdraw whatever qualifying offer they might make and let Terry Rozier go be an unrestricted free agent and send a signal to agents out there saying, hey, look, we know we're not going to be able to pay this guy. We're doing right by a player and letting him go get his money and not be screwed by restricted free agency.
So you think the Celtics are just going to do Terry Rozier a solid and say, whatever, we'll make you an unrestricted free agent. We won't consider signing you. We won't consider signing and trading you. We'll just let you do your thing.
I think it's certainly a possibility. And look,
when's the last time a team did that with a quality player?
I don't remember. I know the Celtics have done that. I don't remember who, but I do think that's a possibility. Or at least if they make him unrestricted, they can do a sign and trade. Actually, I don't know that the Celtics would do a sign and trade with Terry Rozier, because that would hard cap them, and they've got a lot of money that they're going to be spending. So I don't think they want to be hard capped. I don't think a sign and trade is a real possibility for Rozier.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if Terry Rozier is off the team next season. I think it might depend somewhat on how the Celtics do this season. And like, if the Celtics win a championship as presently constituted, and they, you know, if they somehow prevail past the Warriors and or whoever else and win a title, and Terry Rozier is going to make, what, $10 to $15 million a season on his next contract?
Yeah, something like that.
We'll just say something like that. I think it becomes easier for ownership to consider stomaching that money, even though you're going to be paying tons and tons of tax money. I think if you have a championship and you know that the team you built can win and can win again and can compete and can do all those things, then it's easier to spend that money. If the Celtics show they're still far away from the Warriors, then that's a different conversation, and you're not going to spend however many million in tax money plus the next contract on Terry Rozier if you're also keeping Kyrie Irving, if you're still not at the level you need to be at.
It doesn't make any sense to me, though. That doesn't make any sense. You're not paying him $10 million. Let's just say $10 million is a round number. You're not just paying him $10 million. You're paying him $10 million plus the tax. So on top of having him on the team, you're paying $15, $16, $17 million just to have Terry Rozier on your roster as a third string guy. That doesn't make any sense to me. That slot as your third string guy, as much as I love Terry Rozier and would love to keep him around, and I'm sure the Celtics would, that's a guy you pay $3 million for. That's a guy that the veteran minimum comes in for, or your biannual exception, or part of your mid-level exception. That's what that money is used for. As much as the Celtics are willing to pay a tax, you can't go just say, let's give this guy $10 million too. Let's give that, because you still got to pay Kyrie, and whatever they do with Horford, fine, but you still got Jason Tatum, you got Jaylen Brown, you got other guys you got to make decisions on. Is Shemmy, what are you going to do with Shemmy? What are you going to do? Like, all these other guys have to get paid as well, and then your roster gets so expensive that it becomes a hindrance. And they're not like the Warriors, where the Warriors own their own building. The Warriors can print money by owning their building. The Celtics are leasing their building, so they don't pull in the same income. At some point, there's a tipping point where they have to say enough is enough. Like, rich guys don't stay rich by spending that much money.
Yeah, that's why I do think there's a real chance that this is Terry Rozier's last year in Boston and that he ends up a goner, and letting him walk, maybe that's okay. And maybe it's better to just have that one last year of Terry Rozier, see what happens with Kyrie Irving's free agency. If Kyrie signs a big deal to stay in Boston, then it might be the end for Terry Rozier. And that's no knock on Terry Rozier. It's just the way things are set up financially, the way the roster is set up, which should probably keep him on the bench for the foreseeable future. We know he's a guy who wants to start. He's said all the right things so far about Kyrie Irving coming back, and he understands the way the roster is set up, and he understands he's going to need to sacrifice. But he's a guy who knows he can start in the league. He's not a guy who just believes it. He averaged 16 points or whatever it was in the playoffs. He took a team as the starting point guard within one game, one quarter, or a half of advancing to the NBA Finals. So sure. He knows he can do that. He knows he's going to be worth, you know, upwards of $10 million, whatever it may be. And there are a lot of minutes out there for him. There are a lot of buckets out there for him to get. So I do think there's a real chance that this is Terry Rozier's final year in Boston. Or, hell, maybe it's Kyrie's final year in Boston.
Very possible.
Did you see the picture of Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and Jason Tatum in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
That was circular. And this is the epitome of summer podcasting. But Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are close, man. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant could both be free agents next summer. I'm just saying. I think that possibility. And depending on what happens with Kevin Durant and Golden State, depending on what happens with Kyrie and the Celtics, I think that should be kind of scary to Celtics fans. The fact that Kyrie and Kevin Durant are that close and have as much respect as they do for each other's basketball games and will both be free agents at the same time when a number of teams will have space to take on two guys, I think that's a little scary. And I don't know what the level of fear should be, but I do think that the prospect of Kevin Durant, playing with Kevin Durant, would be appealing to Kyrie Irving.
That's where all the New York rumors really start, because that's when you put the puzzle pieces together. Like Durant's business manager or somebody is a huge Knicks fan and is very heavily invested in making the Knicks really good. So I don't know if it's his business manager, but somebody in that type of realm with Kevin Durant has an affinity for the Knicks, is a hardcore Knicks fan. Kyrie listed the Knicks on his potential teams that he wanted to get traded out of Cleveland for because he's from New Jersey. He loves it there and all that stuff. Yeah, you could put those two and two together, and he could go to the Knicks with Durant. I've seen that posited, and it's not the most outlandish thing. At the same time, you have a team that's very close to winning a championship. I don't know. It's hard to say. I can make every case in the world that Kyrie should stay. We know that he's a weird cat, and he's just who knows? Who knows what goes on in his head? He might go. So it's possible in back to this conversation that you need to keep this. This is why you need to keep Terry Rozier around. And maybe that's why you need to make him the qualifying offer to keep him around as potential insurance until you sign Kyrie. But just back to the thing that I said before, if you do re-sign Kyrie, if he stays long-term, and now you've got Terry Rozier on a qualifying offer, why mess with the guy? Why mess with, well, if a team offers him a big contract, then what do you just say? Oh, okay, we're not going to match. Are you going to string them along and then maybe you get them cheap? I don't know. I don't know that they want to do that with a player. So who knows? We'll see. But I do think that this is, in all likelihood, Terry Rozier's last year in Boston. I think he deserves to go get his money and play somewhere else.
Go get paid, so, baby.
That's it. Secure that bag, as kids today might say. Before we move on, I want to remind everybody that football season is around the corner, and it is crunch time for fantasy football. And Locked On, The network is delivering. Locked On has a brand new fantasy football show called Fantasy Football 24/7. Fantasy Football 24/7 will give you the latest trends, hot roster moves, and where to get the advantage. Plus, Ethan Turner, the injury expert, gives you the edge. Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7 is here to help you win your league. Jabari Bird has a guaranteed contract with the Boston Celtics. He is under contract this year, guaranteed. Next year is a partial guarantee. And then he becomes, if they pick that up, he becomes a restricted free agent after that. So Fred Katz has a fantastic article on Mass Live about Jabari getting the text from his agent and how the agent specifically texted him because he wanted the surprise rather than a phone call where it would have alerted Jabari to something good happening. He wanted him to have that surprise with the text. So that's really cool. Him growing up, sleeping in his bed with his Jordans on after he played basketball because he just didn't want to take them off, and how just basketball addicted Jabari Bird is. Very cool story. And I think the thing that I want to kind of bring up here, it's not just Jabari Bird signing this deal and how great a story this is. Just this whole hoop dream, this how hard a guy like Jabari Bird has to work, these fringe NBA guys. And there are hundreds of guys that are in that realm that just may never get that break. And just to kind of talk a little bit about a guy like Jabari Bird catching that break, I mean, what that must feel like, just from you and I having played basketball at our own levels, way, way down below where these guys play, and the dreams and the fantasy and everything, what it must feel like to actually have that moment where you've worked your ass off, you've gotten so close, you're not sure if you're going to make it, what your next step is going to be, and your agent texts you and says, Boston wants to sign you. Like, imagine getting that text.
It would be pretty cool. No, it's awesome. And like you said, all these guys have worked their whole lives to make it to the NBA. And every once in a while, you forget the human aspect of it. And here's Jabari Bird. You know, last year, sitting in the locker room the last day of the regular season, it was kind of a bizarre feeling because the Celtics, it was like there were TVs on, and the Celtics, there were like three teams that they could have played that night, as I recall, in the first round of the playoffs. It ended up being Milwaukee, so everybody's watching the games, trying to find out who they're going to play. Everybody's getting excited for the playoffs, and Jabari Bird was sitting in front of his locker, and he wasn't going to the playoffs. He wasn't allowed to play in the playoffs because of the two-way contracts. And so it was kind of a weird sensation to watch him and watch everybody else, and everybody else getting ready for the playoffs. He's like getting ready to go home. He went home for like a week or two to see his family, I think, before coming back and practicing and working out back in Boston, and he was around the team for the latter stages of the playoff run. But it was kind of heart-wrenching to see that, and now here he is, and he's really in the NBA, and he's got his real contract, so that's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of wild because he had a few pretty nice games. He had that game in Chicago where he was just on fire, cutting like crazy and dunking. He finished the season pretty nicely, and people are like, oh, damn, we could use this guy. Everybody's hurt. Like, we need a guy like Jabari Bird. Imagine having a guy like Jabari Bird, and this is how close the Celtics were. A guy like Jabari Bird in that last game against Cleveland could have been the difference between them winning and losing. Just if he had just been able to hit a couple of shots. But like you said, because he's the two-way player, you don't get that. There's a difference between him and some of these blue-chip guys. He went to Cal, he played with Jaylen Brown, Division One. You know, he's out there at a pretty high level, but when you know nothing's guaranteed, it just takes on this different feeling. And some of these these blue chip guys that you know are going top five. You're always the best player on the team, no matter where you go. You know that you're preparing for the draft in a way that other players don't get to. Like, you get to be the guy that turns down interviews. I don't want to interview with that team. I'm going to pick. And your mentality changes. And there's a sense of entitlement because you know that I'm going to be a lottery pick. I'm going to make $5, $6, $7 million next year playing in the NBA. And no matter what, you're going to get 3 years guaranteed of that money. A guy like Jabari Bird, guys that end up going either late in the first, in the second round, or not drafted at all, that certainty isn't there. And you just don't know what you're going to do. You play in the G League. You make no money. You consider going overseas. You have to think about, well, maybe I need to learn how to speak German because that's the team that's going to pay me a little bit of money where I can go and I can get better. I can make some cash and then try again next year. Like, that mentality is hard for a lot of people to comprehend. And when you finally get that call or text, the satisfaction of getting it in that moment, you let yourself have that moment. It is like hitting the lottery. Like, you have that, and Fred captures that moment of celebration, saying everybody blacked out very nicely. That's an amazing moment. It just, I think that journey is a little more special for a guy like Jabari Bird, because I'm not saying that those other guys didn't earn it, but the uncertainty along the way, at every step of the way, just makes every little thing that you attain that much more satisfying.
There you go, baby.
All right. Go check that out again, Fred Katz, who joins Mass Live to cover the Celtics beat after covering the Oklahoma City Thunder for a while. He is now here and covering the Celtics and doing a wonderful job at Mass Live, trying to follow in Jay King's massive footsteps.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. All right. So that's it. If you are not a subscriber, we encourage you to subscribe to the show. Again, if you're a new listener and you're just checking us out, look, we're here for you. Even in these throes of nothingness, we're finding things to talk about and hopefully giving you some satisfaction here, scratching that Celtics itch as we inch closer to training camp opening in media day and all of that. Season is around the corner, so subscribe. A 5-star rating really helps. Giving us a good review really, really helps. So if you can do that, help us rise up in the rankings. This way more people can join the show. Again, if you're just joining us and you're new and you don't know who we are, follow Jay King on Twitter at @byjayking. Follow me on Twitter at @redsarmy_John. We will be retweeting Rain and Jay's Twitter, so follow us there. And subscribe, share, spread the word. Tell everybody to listen to us, the Locked On Celtics podcast, here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Yeah, Jay King and John Corrales.